This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Michigan continues to lead the country in new COVID-19 cases, and the rate of vaccination seems to be slowing here and elsewhere. The good news is, if you want a vaccine, it is generally available. Joining us with the latest today is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Good morning.
For so long, we had people signed up and waiting for what seemed like forever to get a vaccine. Have we now passed the threshold where supply exceeds demand in Washtenaw County?
Well, it feels like we've caught up a bit. And even though that process of folks wanting to be vaccinated right away and us certainly wanting to vaccinate them right away, but not having the supplies has been frustrating. On the bright side, that meant we had a lot of folks ready and willing to get vaccinated right away. And our data is now showing that. We have over 80% of our oldest group are 65 and older that are vaccinated, and over half of everyone. So we're doing very, very well there. And of course, the good news, as you said now, is if you're one of those folks has been waiting patiently for your turn, or just didn't have the time and energy to, you know, look hard for an appointment, it's now much, much easier. We have direct scheduling on our website, lots of other places that are offering it, like pharmacies and healthcare providers also have availability. And many of us are now starting to look at walk-ins too, as well as continuing some of those pop-up sites. And of course, all of these efforts are around making it easy and accessible to just go ahead and get that vaccine, because it really is a very important strategy for getting through this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has now lifted the pause on the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Was there a supply in Washtenaw County that can now be released for use in further inoculating the public?
Correct. We have a good supply of Johnson & Johnson, or Janssen, available. The week that it was paused, we had quite a number of clinics scheduled. So we still have that vaccine safely stored, and we're looking at how we're going to get that back up and running again. Likely what we will start doing is offering that as an option at our clinics. So if you schedule an appointment and you're coming to one of our clinics that is either Pfizer or Moderna, in the near future, we will then hopefully have that Johnson & Johnson option where you'll be able to choose, I'm going to go ahead and opt for that one-dose option while I'm there instead of the two-dose. So that may take us a week or two to get in place because it's a little complicated to offer to, but we are working toward that.
And, of course, the issue with those J&J vaccines was that there was a few cases of women who suffered from severe blood clots. The CDC says the remote risk of developing that condition is far outweighed by moving the public closer to herd immunity by getting more people vaccinated. Has the County Health Department taken a position on whether it would recommend women accept that Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yeah, at this point, there's no official restrictions. And, you know, if folks have concern, certainly it's good to discuss that directly with their healthcare provider. And by offering it for as an option, you know, we're hopefully not locking anybody into a position to having to choose that one when you're there to get vaccinated, correct?
So just to be clear, women who don't want to take it can refuse and opt for the Pfizer or Moderna.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, that risk, as you say, is very, very small. And when they have reinstated it, they did not make any official restrictions, such as women of that age not opting to get it. And we aren't doing that either, but certainly offering options. You know, our recommendation is still to get the vaccine that's available to you quickest and easiest, and they are all very, very effective in providing protection.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. Leelanau County made an official announcement that it was the first in the state to have more than half of all its eligible population fully vaccinated. But just a minute ago, you mentioned that we might be at that juncture as well. Where are we locally?
We were at 53% of everyone eligible last week. So today will be our update on our vaccine page. So we'll have a new update this week. So we've been doing very, very well comparatively. And that's, again, good news. The demand has really meant that folks were ready and willing to get that vaccine. And the sooner we can get large numbers of folks vaccinated, you know, the closer we are to being able to really slow down and stop the spread of this virus.
It is a near consensus among health officials in the U.S. that the task of getting people vaccinated from here on out will be more difficult. There's still some skepticism among many. There are a good number of anti-vaxxers, and for many, it remains a political issue instead of a public health issue. Locally, as with many areas of the country, there has been outreach and education programs put forth to reach as many as possible and urge vaccination. Here in Washtenaw County, those efforts have been primarily focused on the eastern side of the county and the 48197 and 48198 zip codes. Are those efforts garnering results?
Yes, so far we are still, as you mentioned, it's a little bit of a shift now. We definitely want folks to know that if, you know, you found getting an appointment difficult earlier, or if you just wanted to wait patiently your turn. Maybe you didn't have a risk factor and were okay just kind of waiting till things slowed down a little bit. Again, perfect time to schedule. But another good point is that we have at this point spent so much of our time and energy getting vaccine out as quickly and efficiently as possible. Now we have the opportunity to shift that a little bit and step back and make sure folks are getting questions answered if they have them. Make sure we're doing everything possible to get that vaccine where it's easiest to access for people. So doing more of those neighborhood pop-ups, probably smaller type pop-ups that really make it easier to choose to get vaccinated rather than not, as well as making sure we're reaching out to all of our areas and communities, answering those questions. We have a variety of pop-ups scheduled this week. We're starting to do a number of them with our schools, make sure we get those 16 to 18 year olds vaccinated. We have one coming up at Huron High School this week, and we're planning several others in Lincoln, Whitmore, Lake Milan, and Ypsilanti.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation continues with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. I don't need to tell you, Susan, that Michigan has been the hotspot of the nation for new COVID cases over the past several weeks. Are we seeing declines in the number of positive test results in Washtenaw County, or are we still on high?
We are starting to see some declines. Of course, you know, it always makes us a little nervous to, you know, quantify those too early, but our daily case rates are dropping down a bit. We were up in the hundreds of cases per day, and so we're back below 100 the last few days. And importantly, that positivity rate, that proportion of tests that are coming back positive, has dropped back down again. We're just over 3% now. So hopefully those are very good trends. Of course, one of the things that we've continued to be very worried about is those instances of severe illness. So our
requiring hospitalization, right?
Correct. Our hospitalizations do continue to come in. And as folks probably have heard, those have tended to be younger. Now, by younger, I don't mean necessarily kids, but I do mean like 50 and over as opposed to all 65 and over. And we have seen some among kids. One of the things we're looking at analyzing right now, and we hopefully will have this very soon or this week, is what the vaccination rate looks like among our hospitalized cases. It's looking like the majority of those are unvaccinated cases. So again, that really is some evidence that those vaccines that are getting on board are serving to protect people individually. And the more vaccine that we get out, the more we'll have that community-wide protection.
So because we are seeing this affect younger people and more severely, can we take away from that most of these new cases may be the UK variant?
That could be the reason for things spreading more quickly. It's not necessarily the reason that younger people are getting sick. By definition, really, when you have a pandemic, you have this virus that everybody has susceptibility to, right? Nobody has this immunity to it already. So when people start to get immunity, which is happening like through the virus for our older population, that virus continues to find people that are susceptible. So what's likely happening is that the virus is now finding folks that are younger because they don't have any immunity and they're very susceptible to the illness.
From this
and
point,
it's a combination. Yep.
From this point forward, it seems as though restrictions will only be further lifted. How concerned are you that that will keep infection rates at a rather high level?
Well, that was exactly what I was going to say next, right? It's no single factor. It's not just the vaccination that's happening, but the combination of the lifting of restrictions, the resuming of activities, perhaps less attention to the prevention measures, as well as the variant. And this is all combined really for a perfect storm for us locally, where we have these things happening and the virus is demonstrating to us again, yep, I can still infect people and I'm going to do it when we find that vulnerability. So it's really not the time for us to let up on any of those strategies that we know can prevent and reduce the spread of illness, because the virus can and will still circulate as it's showing us now.
Well, thank you as always for sharing the latest information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information on today's conversation and to access all COVID-19-related news, both from WEMU and NPR, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.